1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Today, hybrid working is a critical business need, and it relies on the cloud for continuity and productivity. And cloud strategies are rightly in the spotlight more now during COVID than ever. It took the abrupt move to remote working at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic for financial institutions to push cloud investment to the top of their agenda. Internationally, we've seen the likes of HSBC. They've announced a strategic cloud agreement with Amazon Web Services, Deutsche Bank and Google Cloud, and Santander's latest announcement that it's migrating more than 200 servers to the cloud per day with a 2023 deadline. So how is this playing itself out in South Africa? Jigyasa Singh, who leads Accenture's Cloud First business in Africa, knows all about that. Welcome to the show, Jigyasa, again. Just firstly, because it's a slightly different audience that I have here on HOT, remind us about yourself and your journey within Accenture.
Super. Michael, thank you very much for having me on the show again. And hello to all our listeners. I hope you're all keeping safe and well. I lead Accenture's Cloud First business in Africa. And I just to explain that a little better, you know, what is Cloud First all about and why Cloud First now? You can all appreciate that in today's world of compressed transformation, cloud has become the single most important tool organizations have to master change. Now, as per a recent research, the annual R&D spend of Amazon, Microsoft, and Google was close to about $80 billion per annum. Now, that's more than $200 million per day of combined R&D investment. What does that mean? That kind of investment means that hyperscalers are single-handedly accelerating the race to business and innovation and creating an opportunity for organizations leveraging these platforms to capitalize on that investment. So that's why we're talking about cloud first now. And when we look at cloud more holistically, you know, it is about the impact of cloud first is across business, across experience, across people, and across technology. It's no longer a technology agenda. And that's why the way we've structured our cloud first business within Accenture is that it straddles across all our service offerings and brings together strategy, consulting, interactive technology, and operations to help our clients unleash the value of cloud holistically.
Yeah, holistically is absolutely the key word here, because it's no longer sitting outside of the main business strategy. It is so core. And we've seen cloud technology enabling organizations to reimagine the way that they operate and manage their businesses. And I think many businesses are migrating systems and applications to the cloud as a result, and they're doing it while their industries and businesses are in this state of flux as well. So what have you observed as a prevalent theme or a trend which enables organizations to truly leverage cloud technologies?
So, Michael, firstly, there's been a clear shift from a siloed to a seamless approach across the cloud continuum, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that. But then we've done some global research, and what that research has revealed is that while most organizations have adopted some form of cloud over the past decade or so, there remains a significant gap between the action and the opportunity that cloud presents. And the winners in this race are the ones that are not considering migrating their infrastructure and applications to cloud as the end goal. They are instead seeing this as the starting point for their transformation journey. Now, these organizations recognize the cloud as a continuum of capabilities, of opportunities and options that can be designed to meet the ever-changing needs of their business. So it is not about looking at migration and having an end state. It is about cloud being an intrinsic business strategy.
Right.
And the way they're doing this is, you know, how they interact with their customers, partners, and employees, how they make and market their products and services, how they build and operate their IT systems, and above all, they're reimagining the role of data and compute. So as we said, you know, it's approaching it in a very holistic, continuous innovation manner that has full executive sponsorship.
Now, you talk about cloud as a continuum. What is this continuum? Can you just demystify that for the listeners, please?
Absolutely, Michael. So very simply, this is about looking at the various cloud and infrastructure technology options that are now available to us and stitching them together for the best outcome. So this is about shifting conversations from the mutually exclusive choices of, you know, on-premise versus off-premise, private versus public cloud, to a powerful and conversation and leveraging these technologies as appropriate in a continuum. So instead of looking at the technology in silos based on ownership and location of where it is delivered or, you know, housed, this is leveraging the full technology choices and utilizing advanced networking technologies like 5G, software-defined networks, to unify the continuum. And that makes cloud access and capabilities that were previously only available to public cloud can now be accessed across this continuum from public through to edge and everything in between. So, so this is not about isolation. This is about treating it as a seamless continuum of capabilities and choosing the right fit-for-purpose technology for the business needs.
Right. And you mentioned those hyperscalers are really driving a lot of the investment. What are the winners in cloud doing differently compared to their peers at the moment?
Yeah, so we spoke about the R&D spend on cloud earlier, right? This is a space where breakthrough innovations are happening. Harnessing those innovations requires a commitment to continuous innovation and permanent reinvention. What leaders in this space are doing, and we often call these leaders who are leveraging the full spectrum of cloud technologies as continuum competitors, they secure their advantageous position in two ways. Firstly, they choose the right cloud and cloud-based solutions. So the software as a service, platform as a service, you know, data streaming, automation, security, IoT, edge. Across the patch, they use the right services for the fit-for-purpose needs. And secondly, they adopt advanced organizational practices to leverage these technologies, because the best technology with dated processes are not going to get us anywhere. So this is about business agility, about talent transformation, about a culture of experimentation, and about having continuous goals and revisiting your plans and aspirations. So this is discussed in detail in our recent research on cloud continuum. And if I had to call out a few examples, I would look at the likes of, say, Starbucks, who are kind of leveraging these agile practices along with cloud technologies to continuously revisit their goals, you know, capture real-time feedback from their customers and revisit what their goals and aspirations are. They've also got this culture of IT experimentation where they churn out many ideas, you know, as quickly as possible. And one of the ones that are most talked about is the digital traceability from bean to a cup via blockchain. This is an in-app feature for customers and suppliers alike, and it really has a lot of value and means has a great impact in today's world.
Well, nothing like a cup of coffee to demonstrate how some pretty old-world type businesses and industries are continuing to innovate, and as you say, are some of those continuum competitors. What are some of the obstacles that these so-called continuum competitors have to overcome? Because there's a lot of legacy-type thinking and systems inside many of these businesses.
Yeah, Michael, and I mean, I'm glad you asked this question, because, you know, I mean, this is not easy, but it's not that it's not been done before. So when we start thinking of the first step towards adopting cloud, you know, a lot of organizations start with a migration journey, and that's complex in itself. There's complexity of legacy applications and systems. And then to add to that, the moment we start thinking of cloud as continuous, a platform for continuous innovation, then we have to start thinking about the changing business needs, you know, the operating models, about taking your talent together, reskilling your workforce. There's compliance with regulation. There's also fear of lost or compromised data. So as complex as these sound, you know, I mean, this is the continuum of issues that organizations have faced with cloud traditionally and continue to face. But these have been solved. So when you look at the leaders in this space, they've not only addressed these problems, but they're even shaping their industry narrative by solving these challenges and adopting cloud more holistically. So this is why I keep saying that, you know, you have to be agile in the thinking, and you have to, organizations need to start reinventing themselves to really thrive in this modern world of cloud technologies.
So how do organizations start then? Where is a good kind of first step one, step two, step three to actually start moving into this space?
So Michael, we've studied these continuum competitors, and there's a few of them. I mean, I spoke about Starbucks, there's 3M, there is IKEA, there is Carrefour, you know, there's a few organizations, Samsung is another one that comes to mind, that have leveraged this. And we've identified, you know, what are the four key steps that they've followed to kind of win in this cloud space. The first one, definitely not a surprise, is to develop a continuum strategy. And a strategy that articulates what your values are, what your future aspirations are, and has an outside-in perspective. So it considers competitive vulnerabilities and shortcomings, and then has a line of sight of where you are today versus what your future aspiration should be. So that's the first step that, you know, all these organizations started with. Then we spoke about agile practices, which is very, very important in harnessing the power of cloud. So these organizations then established agile practices and brought disciplines that can allow the organization to keep in pace with the pace of technology change. So agility is the most critical mindset of to being a continuum competitor. And then it also infuses other practices such as continuous goals. We know we spoke about that a little bit. Mm. It's about having a cloud-first application mindset. It's about talent transformation. It's about experimentation. And the list goes on.
And
so that's the next important thing. Then if we had to look at what else, it's about delivering exceptional experiences. And the experience that we talk about is not limited to customers. It's about product, services, employees, and delivery methods. So think of experience more holistically and how you can prioritize on the investments in experience. And last but not the least, and again, this one would not be a surprise, is that you need to have continuous leadership commitment and support behind this.
Mm, absolutely. So, it's one of those things that needs a C-suite. Jigyasa, I'm going to have to stop you there. Sadly, we have run out of time, but a fascinating whistle-stop tour through the cloud continuum and sharing some great advice for how organizations are becoming continuum competitors. That was Jigyasa Singh, Cloud First Lead for Accenture in Africa.
1027 Business with Michael Avery.